Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Anyone remember habeas corpus, a Latin phrase used in jurisprudence that means you shall have the body? What it means legally is there was the right of the accused to petition before civil legal authority for justice. Habeas corpus prevented law enforcement groups from indefinitely locking people up without charge or trial, and not letting detainees see a judge or an attorney. President Bush effectively erased habeas corpus, at least temporarily, when the original Patriot Act was passed and signed into law. President Obama extended its supposedly temporary suspension in 2009. That was bad. But what is going to be discussed in the next few days in the United States Senate is potentially worse. This time, the United States Senate is proposing what amounts to an effective suspension of the Posse Comitatus Act that was originally passed on June 18, 1878, after the end of Reconstruction. The Posse Comitatus Act was intended to limit the powers of local government and law enforcement agencies from using federal military personnel to enforce the laws of the land. It prevents the use of military force against civilians unless by explicit order of Congress. But the United States Senate is now considering the National Defense Authorization Act, or Senate Bill 1867, that has a provision, Section 1031, that would eliminate this protection. Written by Senators John McCain and Carl Levin, this provision effectively declares that American soil is a battlefield. It allows the president and all future chief executives to order the military to arrest and detain American citizens, innocent or not, without charge or trial. Luckily, Senator Udall is proposing an amendment to correct Section 1031. With any luck, that amendment will pass, and the passage of this bill will be a hidden history that didn't need to be written. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.